This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Our next story sounds like one from another era. It's not. The headline is Child Slavery. Boys as young as 8 have been sold for about $65 each to unscrupulous bosses and forced to work 14 to 16 hours a day making bricks in primitive kilns. They've been starved and beaten. Several have tried to escape, and some of them reportedly paid with their lives. The horror has been going on in central China for years. Authorities only started to crack down this past Friday. Some 500 slave laborers have been rescued. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Shaanxi province. Anthony, first of all, have you been able to visit any of these kilns and actually see what conditions are like?
Yes, Leanne. I visited the kiln that's at the center of this story here in Shaanxi province, and it was pretty primitive. There was a big machine that clawed the earth away from the side of a hill, and there was a row of brick kilns, which coal-fired kilns, which made the bricks. Someone, apparently trying to get rid of the evidence, had destroyed the places where the workers were living, but there still was one building standing, and I went into it, and it was very depressing. It was grim and grimy, and there were soiled clothes and bedding strewn around the room. And I understood from talking to the local people there that this brick kiln was run by the son of the local Communist Party chief, and those people are now being questioned by police.
Have you spoken to any of the child slaves or their parents? And if so, what did they tell you?
I spoke to parents of some of the kids by phone. Some of them had found their kids. Others are still waiting for news from the ongoing search by police. From what we understand, first of all, these parents have been through a tremendous ordeal combing this vast swath of land for their kids, looking in iron mines and brick kilns and coal mines. In many cases, the mine or brick kiln owners got wind of the search beforehand and found ways of obstructing the search. They were told by some police that nobody was killed, and so the police could do nothing about it, or they were referred to other departments. Now some of the parents seem to be sort of afraid of talking. Clearly, someone has told them not to speak, and so they're in a very tough position. But we've also seen a letter from them. Some 400 parents banded together and put a letter on the internet about their search.
How do the factory owners get these young people to work for them?
Well, from talking to the parents and the people in these villages, what we understand is that most of these people were country folk and had not had much experience off the farms. They were either abducted by force or lured away by the promise of jobs at train stations, bus stations, highway underpasses. And the ones who did not escape tended to be pretty docile and inexperienced. Some of the smarter, tougher ones managed to make it out. But it's clear that after a few beatings and after a period of starvation, a lot of these men and boys would just work for food just to survive.
How did the owners manage to escape detection for so long?
They were able to avoid prosecution because of official collusion, because they were in cahoots with the local officials. The particular kiln I went to, the owner was the son of the local party chief, and he subcontracted out the business to another out-of-towner. He basically just said, produce so many bricks for me a month, and I'll ask no questions about how you treat the workers. This is true in a lot of parts of Shaanxi province and neighboring Hunan province. The owners get the land and access to these natural resources from their connections with officials. And whether they are illegal or whether they are polluting is basically up to these officials. And local media say that officials got wind of this particular illegal plant months ago, but nothing was done about it until Friday.
Have there been arrests?
Yes, in Shaanxi province, there have been over 120 arrests so far.
What's the public reaction to all of this?
I think the overall reaction is horror and disgust. Also, I think there's a feeling of numbness, particularly among the people I talk to. There's a feeling that this is a stage of what you might call primitive capital accumulation in China, sort of like our Gilded Age of robber barons in the U.S., that all this wealth that's being generated has to be generated by some form of exploitation.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in China's Shaanxi province. Thank you very much, Anthony.
Thanks, Leanne.